Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Yeah, it's not a slam dunk at all. Yeah, they're fine with putting Marcelo Meyer at third base with Story at shortstop. It's not that they don't want Bregman back. It's not that they don't want him at third base. It's not that they don't appreciate and respect the influence he had on Roman Anthony and all of Meyer and all the young players there, because he did. I get it. He's represented by Scott Boras, one of the best agents in the business, who breaks records with contracts. And Bregman didn't get that long-term deal he had last year. And he wants a long-term deal, and he wants to be paid. So unless the Red Sox change their tune and are willing to go, give him the 6 years, that long-term contract where he doesn't have to worry about his next home, I think he can be out there for play. If I were Boston, I'd love to bring him back. But I don't get the sense that that is the number one priority. I wouldn't be surprised if starting pitching and first base ended up being the two biggest moves that Craig Breslow makes.
You're listening to Arcan, the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
That was Jim Bowden on Foul Territory discussing Alex Bregman opting out, what the future may hold for him and for the Red Sox. Obviously, this is not Christian Arcan. He's got the night off. This is Megan Adelini with John Lyons with you until 10 p.m. if you want to jump in on any Red Sox talk as we get ready for free agency. The number is 617-779-7937. You can either join us on the text line or call into the show. But we understand if you're shy and you just want to be on the text line, or you can find us on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. So I have to say, I have been looking at this Alex Bregman situation since the spring, really, and saying, well, of course he's going to opt out. He's a Boras client, and this is what Boras clients do. Like they're going to go back out, test the market, see what they can get. And probably it doesn't mean that much. How often have we heard about this throughout, just not the off season now, but the entire season? We were like, this is the plan. This has always been the plan, unless they got something done in the season, which never seemed to be a priority, even after the crochet stuff was such a success. And they got deals done with younger guys. They never made it happen with Bregman. So we knew it was going to get here. But now it seems like the winds are changing a little bit, Lyons, and going a little bit more towards there might be a sweetheart deal somewhere else. And even though Bregman loves playing in Fenway and his stats reflect it when he's healthy and he loves mentoring the younger guys here, it may not happen for him in 2026. And I think that's a huge freaking problem for the Red Sox if they don't get it done.
Yeah, and I think if you are Bregman, he turned down more years last year from Detroit, which does have A.J. Hinch's old manager. I'm sure they would make a strong run at him. He's going to have a robust market because I know he faded down the stretch, and I know he did miss a couple months with injury, but most of the time when he was healthy, he was really good. And all the comments from all the young players, the coaching staff, it's all glowing. I think he's going to have a robust market. And I think if you're the Red Sox, a number two starter has to be your number one priority. You have to figure out first base. But I think Bregman's going to be the third thing on your list, and I think you got to find a way to get it done, or at least an adequate replacement, because Story opts in. And Story, last year, look, he hit 25 home runs. He was really good. He played in 157 games, but that was the first time he had played 100 games since 2021. And he did fade a little bit. Now, I know he hit well in the playoffs, but in the field, he faded down the stretch. Who knows if you're going to get another full season. Second base was basically a rotating cast of characters since Dustin Pedroia retired, really. And even last year, you start with Campbell, then you have Meyer, ends up with Nate Eaton and Sogard and all these guys. First base, you don't have an answer. So if you let Bregman walk, we're going to look at their infield and say, okay, they're set at catcher with Narvaez. They're set at shortstop, hopefully, with Story. And you're going to have three open positions on that infield. And do you really want to rely on Meyer at third and Campbell at second, two guys that have never played a full MLB season? One of them faded so badly he had to get demoted in May, and the other one who got hurt for the third year in a row in August.
By the way, demoted in May, never came back up.
And then at first, Casas not only is coming off a major injury, and I know he had the weird Instagram post today, but he was not good before that. What was he hitting? 180 before he got hurt? So you have a lot of, as good as your outfield is, and all that, you have too many outfielders, which is a good thing. You do have a lot of questions if you're the Red Sox in your infield. And look, I'm not saying to give Bregman 6 years and 250, but can you find something that is in the 4 years, 180-ish range? Like, I don't know if he'll take that.
I don't know. It seems like he wants the six-year deal. And I think,
and I'd even be open, and look, I know I don't want to give him 6 years and 250, but every now and then, Mego, you have to say, hey, we're the Boston Red Sox, and if the last 2 years of that deal aren't good, but it's going to help us for the next four, then we'll deal with it in those last 2 years, and we'll figure it out. I know you can't do that all the time, but the Red Sox are one of the teams that can afford to do that with a guy or two if it helps them for several years.
He's not perfect, but I think that there is something that they need to weigh about him actually liking it here. There are guys who can stand it here. There are guys who can do the run here for 2 or 3 years, and then they don't even like coming back here. And then there's guys who actually like it here.
It's expensive to have baseball players.
And he actually likes it here. He likes the park. He likes the guys. He likes the franchise. He likes the fans. Like, he is a culture fit in a way that you've been searching for, I don't know how long. I mean, Xander Bogaerts was that guy for your locker room for a while. J.D. Martinez was kind of that guy in a culture way.
Chris Sale was healthy.
But then it was so hard once he got that extension and he was hurt all the time. Now, I don't know if you think that Bregman, because he had the injury this year, that that's something that concerns you going forward with him and with age. I just think that they should extend themselves for him. And when I hear that it's not a priority, and then I hear what Rob Bradford said to WEEI Afternoons today, which we're going to get to in a second, I don't think that they're looking at it the right way. Like, yes, you are the Red Sox. They want it both ways. And when I say they, I mean ownership and whoever is pulling the strings that you want to believe in the front office, whether that's Breslow or anybody else. Like, they want to sometimes operate like a small market team, but they want free agents to treat them like a big market team. And you can't have both. Like, you are a big market team, but you also have to understand that you're a difficult place to play in, and it's a difficult market to exist in as a ball player. Like, I don't think Mookie Betts absolutely loved it here. I don't think he loved at a very young age. I think in a way, if it had been reversed and he went from LA to Boston and was who he is now, like as a the years that he has on him, that he would be happier here now, if that makes sense. But it's not an easy place to play every day that you're here for home games. Like, it is tough. We've seen guys break under it. And I think Bregman brings a lot of intangibles that nobody else really does right now on that roster.
And I think another thing that's really important, and I talked about this when they signed Bregman, and I talked about it during the year last year, he's one of the few guys they have that's won a World Series. And that's important. Like, you need vets that have won championships so your guys know what it takes to get. I mean, look at the Blue Jays. Sorry, Blue Jays fans listening. You get that close and lose. The Dodgers had a lot more guys that knew what it takes in the final moments to win. whether it's Miguel Rojas, not just hitting the home run, but that throw from second base to home to get the out by an inch, basically to save the World Series, whether it's Páez making that play in center field. But you need guys that know what it takes to win. And if you look at their roster, okay, Chapman's won a couple World Series. Nathan Lowe did win a World Series, but who knows if he'll be back. Bregman's the other guy. And you have Roman Anthony, Meyer, Narvaez, Abreu, Rafaela, all they've really experienced in their careers is losing up until this year. So to have a guy in your lineup that knows what it takes to win a championship, that has a lot of value. Now, if you want to replace Bregman in your lineup with Kyle Schwarber, who knows what it takes to win, fine. He's not going to play third base, but at least it's a guy that's won a World Series. But I think that's an intangible, talk about intangibles, part of his value that does not get enough credit.
Right. Well, as I mentioned, Rob Bradford was on WEI Afternoons just a couple of hours ago. This is what he said he's feeling with the hearing with the Bregman situation.
If you had to guess today, does he come back or is he gone?
My guess right now, which I didn't think I would ever say, is that I'm sort of leaning toward him not being here. Once you get the qualifying offer off of him, Scott Boras is screaming and yelling, I got the qualifying offer off him. Now we can play ball. Look at what I did with Matt Chapman. Same deal, same age. I got him the six-year deal. Are the Red Sox willing to get uncomfortable? That's what it comes back to. Sure, they had a great offseason last year. But let's be honest. They played chicken with Bregman. And I don't think you can play chicken with him this time around. I think they played chicken with him already. But I'll say it again, that you have Matt Chapman. That example was Scott Boras got that guy the kind of contract which probably Alex Bregman's looking for. And I don't know if the Red Sox will give him that. Like, they should probably, but I don't know if they will.
Man, things are so stressful. You got Bradfoe's voice breaking. They should.
And I think you look at, as I said, with their infield, and even like Murakami out of Japan, who I think would be really attractive to the Red Sox, Bo Bichette, who was a bad shortstop, but a great hitter. You need another veteran besides Story in that infield. So if you tell me you're going to sign a veteran second baseman, Luis Arraez, Kiner Falefa, whoever, and you're going to put Marcelo Meyer, Christian Campbell at third, and then another young guy, I can kind of handle that. But you need another vet in your infield, and I think Bregman is just such a great fit. Unless they're really worried about his health.
Like they should.
Unless they're really worried about Bregman's health, it makes a lot. It's a guy you should be bringing back. Again, not as big of a need as a number two starter, but not that far behind.
Okay. My question is, why do they have to choose? Like, why do they have to rank these priorities? Just do all the priorities, because you traded your most expensive guy that you touted as the biggest contract that you gave and a homegrown player and all this flipping bull crap. I'd say something else, but we're on the radio, so I can't talk the way that the sailor's mouth that I usually have. And you told us all that you'd have financial flexibility for it. And everybody accepted, well, people were pissed about the Rafael Devers trade, but people accepted it when he wasn't playing well in San Francisco, and people accepted it when you made the postseason. But I think it's going to be tougher when you promised financial flexibility in that weird kind of language that only the Red Sox use when they're talking to the media and their fans. Financial flexibility. Just say it frees up a lot of money off a contract that we didn't feel like worked for us anymore. And if you can't dedicate that to a couple of major league level pieces that you bring in, including bringing back Alex Bregman, then people aren't going to trust you, and they are going to get pissed off at you every trade deadline instead of giving you the benefit of the doubt like they did the Patriots today.
We could look back and say we've won more games than we otherwise would have because of the way that this roster is now able to come together.
Technically, Breslow was right about that. But yeah, and then they signed Crochet to an extension that kicks in, what, this year? So his salary is going to jump to $24 million this year and then 28 after that. So with the money you quote-unquote save from Devers, that covers your whole Garrett Crochet contract and some. So, yeah, I agree with you. And I think this is something, thankfully, last year the Red Sox did spend, whether it was Bregman, Chapman, the Crochet extension, they did. But in the previous few years, they made an intentional decision to not spend as much as they could and to not extend themselves. Because we heard the window of contention and this and that. And if you look at where they're built, I mean, Crochet is a legit Cy Young candidate. You do have a really good young core. You have a good bullpen. If you're waiting for some window of contention, it's right now. I mean, look at the AL playoff. And look, the Blue Jays are better than the Red Sox, but tell me, if the Red Sox get a legit number two starter and a legit first base bat and they bring back Bregman, are the Blue Jays really going to be that much better? Jays team that's probably going to lose Bobichette?
Closes the gap.
Exactly. Like, is it the Yankees better than them?
And the bigger picture of this is, if you're the Red Sox and you're saying, you're John Henry, and you're saying, why is everyone so mean to me? Why does everyone make fun of me? It's because you promise things like you got to focus on the farm system for years and years and years. And then when these young homegrown guys come up, everybody expects you to go out and get your version of Sale and Price for this time around. And just in terms of spending, people expect that because that's the cycle that you promised them when you said you have to cut ties with Dombrowski and you have to refocus on rebuilding the farm system. People have waited, 7 years at this point through whatever kind of...
At a minimum four since they made the ALCS.
Weirdo rebuild, whatever you want to qualify this as. This is, if you don't do it this offseason and you don't do that with a guy like Bregman or somebody who's equivalent to that, then you lose all the goodwill that you had last year.
And I think,
not with all fans, because some fans are always going to ride with you, but certainly with the majority.
And I think when you look at the landscape of the MLB, like, everyone looks at the Dodgers as the big bad Dodgers and they do whatever they want. The Red Sox, if they really wanted to, they could do every single move the Dodgers have made the last 10 years, except for two of them. They weren't going to sign Ohtani for $700 million, and Roki Sasaki wanted to play on the West Coast and go to the Dodgers. But every other move, not to go down this road, but they could have kept Mookie Betts and re-signed him. They could have traded for Tyler Glass now. They could have given Yamamoto $320 million if they really wanted to and signed. So that, like, people look at the Dodgers and the Yankees as these big bad teams that just spend. The Red Sox could do pretty much everything those teams do if they make the decision. I mean, we saw it last offseason. Bregman was a $40 million AAV. Crochet was a Kyle Teal level prospect and a huge extension, another first-round pick prospect in there. Chapman was for a 36-7-year-old bullpen guy. That was pretty big money to give a guy like that. They extended Roman Anthony and Christian Campbell in their first years, which I know those are team-friendly deals, but still, that's a choice to invest in those guys. So if they make the decision and they want to do it, they should be able to walk away from this offseason with Bregman as well as a number two starter, and then they're going to have to figure out first base as well. And again, I just think you look at they're not that far away from being a World Series contending team. They're really not. And they just have to make the decision to actually go for it.
I don't want to upset anyone any further, but the Celtics, well, they just hit a three-point from Derek White, I guess.
Of all people.
Yeah, not broken, Derek White. 39-38 Washington right now. Is Celtics have been staging a bit of a comeback. They were down by 9 at one point. So it's not the greatest start for the Celtics against Washington if you're looking for a rebound game, but we'll keep you up to date with that. If you're driving around, you're on the clock, you don't get to watch the Celtics, we'll check in with you every here and there.
But start right watching after BYU basketball if they lose this game.
Right after trending, we are going to get to our New England nightly news after trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We're going to get to the New England Nightly News in just a couple minutes, but I want to bring up this other news story first because I keep seeing it coming across, I don't know, every news outlet that I follow. They're cutting 10% of air traffic on Friday. Have you seen this at all, Lions?
So I know someone who has a family member that works for an airline company, and they told me something like this recently.
Okay, so this is from the AP. The Federal Aviation Administration said Wednesday it would reduce air traffic by 10% across 40, quote, high-volume markets beginning Friday morning to maintain safety during the ongoing government shutdown. The reduction stands to impact thousands of flights nationwide because the FAA directs more than 44,000 flights daily, including commercial passenger flights, cargo planes, and private aircraft. It talks about air traffic controllers working unpaid, which is obviously super messed up. Quotes here, if the pressure continues to build, even after we take these measures, we'll come back and take additional measures. Southwest Airlines says it was evaluating potential impacts to its schedule and would reach out as soon as possible to customers whose travel plans may be impacted. So if you're flying Southwest, maybe get ready for one of those text messages that says your flight may be impacted, and then three different delays and a cancellation. As someone who's flying often this weekend, I am very unhappy at this news, but mostly because of the part where not just like the inconvenience factor of 10% of flights being disrupted because of this shutdown, but it's for safety. Like, no, not what I want to hear when I'm going to be boarding a plane.
Yeah, not ideal. It's one of
those. How are we
things
at the point when we can't have 10% of our planes in the sky?
It's great, like richest country in the world, and we have to.
Like, I'm not trying to get political. I'm just talking from a common sense perspective. I don't care either side. Whoever wants to win the shutdown, whatever that means. Like, if you have air traffic control workers working unpaid, and we already have had enough news stories like tragic incidents.
Yeah.
There was just the one with, what was it, a UPS
plane? Cargo
plane
the other day, yeah.
Which is really scary. I mean, I don't know. I just can't ignore this. Anybody who's got an inside track to the FAA or what's going on with these airlines, feel free to call in. We'd love your perspective. 617-779-7937. Air talk, Celtics talk, Red Sox talk. We're going to get back to the Patriots in a little bit. But first, we got to do New England Nightly News.
New England Nightly News.
Lions, are you a TikTok person?
No.
I'm not either.
I am not at all.
Are you an Instagram person?
So barely. Like, I made an Instagram for the first time last March. So I'm new to Instagram. I'm new. Yeah. I'm not a huge social media. I do it for this job.
John, you have an old man soul.
Yeah, I kind of do.
No, he just has an old man phone.
Yeah. Well, it is an older iPhone, actually. Still has the home button.
Oh, wow. iPhone. That is an old model.
You really are an old soul.
Yeah, really. I'm just, I'm not a big social, outside of this job, I'm not a big social media guy.
And Joe, feel free to chime in on this. When you're choosing a restaurant to go out to with your wife or your buddies, how do you choose, say your wife says, John, I want to try someplace new. I don't want to just go to the place around the corner that we go to all the time or that one spot in town. How do you go about picking out the spot?
So usually I say, well, where do you want to go? And she says, I don't know. Where do you want to go? And we do that for 20 minutes. Like
so
most people.
She says, no. Plan a night out for us.
So it's
please, it's my birthday. Please pick out a place for us.
It's funny because sometimes I'll just randomly see either a photo of a restaurant or a dish or some sort of like deal that looks attractive. And then I'll just be like, oh, let's try that place. A lot of times I'll drive, I'll just out somewhere.
You do a drive-by?
And I might happen to drive by a place and be like, oh, we haven't eaten there before. Like, let's try that.
Curb appeal.
Sometimes.
Joe, what about you? How do you pick out a new restaurant?
I am terrible with making decisions, so it's usually not just me and one other person. It's usually a group of people, and majority usually wins.
So Boston Magazine has this big piece. They're doing like an influencer issue, which... not really my lane personally, but looking at all these.
So they'll be in here to talk to us soon.
Looking at all these different ways that the influencer economy, as it continues to grow, is affecting the rest of the economy around Massachusetts. But the writer says restaurant design has changed most in the influencer era. Before social media, Boston's dining rooms were all brick walls and wooden booths. In the early days of Instagram, local restaurants began adding cool details. A neon sign or a colorful mural. Now with the explosion of Reels and TikTok videos, quote, it's kind of less about that one moment and more about the whole aesthetic of the place, says one designer. It's the whole movie that we're putting together. So this whole article is about how people are choosing where they're going for dinner and drinks. The title of it, what's on the menu at Boston restaurants? TikTok, from Instagrammable bathrooms to smoke bubble cocktails, how foodfluencers turn city dining rooms into content factories for better or worse. So the idea here is like in the 90s, if you were a food person, you'd say, oh, this chef opened a new restaurant in Boston or in Dedham or Milton or wherever you want to live, Newburyport. We're going to go there for dinner. Because I love this chef and they have this other one. Now people hop on their phones and they scroll around and they go, this place has pretty wallpaper. I'm going to be able to get a cool picture sitting with a cocktail in front of it. So this is where I go to. And I got to say, I've fallen for this trap before for some really crappy food. This is not the way to choose your restaurants. I don't want to tell anybody their business. I'll just tell you in my experience, when I have tried to pick out restaurant experiences or bar experiences based on their Instagram page, 90% of the time, it's terrible. It has the hit rate that the Celtics had at the three-point line going against the Utah Jazz the other night.
So that means they make a good meal 11 out of 51 times?
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, it's not even like a
good
meal. It's just, first of all, I'm like you, a little bit of an old soul. If a place has a huge presence on social media, it actually might not be a place I want to go to. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to have a certain scene to it, and I'm not going to really be into that most of the time.
Yeah, and I notice sometimes too, like especially, you know, the places that are big on like the outdoor patios and the outdoor, like so many people will post pictures and then I'll be like, oh, that place might look interesting to sit at. And then I'll get there and sometimes it's really good and sometimes it's not. And I'm like, oh, this food is not good. These drinks are not good. But I guess the picture would look nice if I took one.
Have you ever heard my rant about outdoor dining?
I don't think
so. Okay, so first of all, I just think the pandemic ruined my perspective on outdoor dining because back, I don't know, 10 years ago in Boston area, when you'd go somewhere and they had a cool patio, you'd be like, wow, what a treat. A rooftop, what a treat. We get to eat outside. This is fun. And then you had to eat outside all the time and have like weird QR code menus and weird like plastic silverware. And I just realized that outdoor dining a lot of the time sucks. Like the wind is blowing everything everywhere. All of a sudden the salt and pepper shakers are like, you're holding everything down with it, and you're sitting in some like weird, creepy metal chair that's rocking back and forth. The ambiance is never really as good as it is inside. And a lot of these places have just put out these little pop-up parklet like patios where you have huge trucks driving by once the sun goes down and these huge headlights in your face. Like the ambiance a lot of times is just not there if it's not meant to be.
Yeah, especially in the city too. Like outdoor dining, if you're like at a someplace like a golf course or something where there's like a big outside area or something like that. But I'm with you. Like if I'm going to eat outside, it has to be like between 65 and 80 degrees, no wind. I have to have enough shade that the sun's not in my eyes, but not totally dark. Like, it's like the specific set of circumstances that has to work out for me to want to eat outside. Like, it's one thing to have, like, drinks outside somewhere, but to actually eat a full meal outside, there's, like, a specific set of circumstances. Otherwise, I'm like, nah, I'll eat inside.
Might I recommend, like, a classic screened-in porch?
Ooh.
Okay, that's pretty... I'll take
More
that.
More restaurants yeah. should do that.
Yes.
Like, a little kind of, like, sunroom.
Yeah, sunroom.
That sounds delightful.
See, it's a good name for a restaurant, too.
Sunroom. Okay, so here's one quote. Kevin Liu, co-founder of Notaro Hospitality Group, which just opened a buzzy French-Japanese spot in the seaport, says influencers coming in and describing their experience are the fastest way to get your restaurant's image out there. Though Liu is quick to underscore that quality is key, he admits he prioritizes over-the-top visuals at his restaurants. After all, the more that people see a video, the more people come in. Am I like a total...
I think there's a lot of truth to that.
Is it completely bitchy of me if I also don't want to sit at a table next to somebody who has their phone out and they're recording every single thing happening in the restaurant?
Oh, I hate that so much.
Like, it's just not a good vibe, right? Yeah. Give me a dark... like solid wood bar that has been glossed over the wood so many times that there's like weird gloss bumps in the wood, and give me some open air candles, like some real open flame candles. That's all you need. I'm basically just describing the Abbey in Brookline. Like, that's all you need for ambiance.
I thought you were describing like the 1880s, but yeah.
Well, that's what I want.
Okay.
Some dark walls, like some good pours. I don't need a neon sign. I don't need like a big floral display. And I don't need people with their phones out, like phone eats first, phone drinks first on everything. I do post my martinis when I go to the Abbey in Brookline, but it's one shot and that's all you get and it's done.
Yeah, it depends on kind of what mood I'm in, because sometimes I don't mind going to those places where there's like 100 people there and everyone's on their phones. But then other times I'm what you're talking about, like something quieter. Like, this place is not made for Instagram, and the people in here don't care about that, and sometimes I like that better. And I think it's something like we see here in this, right? So different industry, but think about it. You get more well-known in maybe a 1 or 2 minute Instagram reel or video clip than sometimes people that tune into an entire show, because it might get out there just as much, if not more.
But and I don't like that.
I know, and I hear you.
I'm like, that's not the full context of the thing.
And we've seen that translate to the restaurant industry here. I think you see it translate to the travel. That's huge in the travel. Think about how many times people plan vacations, entire vacations, because they saw someone else's Instagram photos or someone else's TikTok, and they're like, oh, that looks like a great picture. I could take a picture there, and they plan a whole... It happens all the time.
But it's so far from reality.
Oh, I hear you. Know?
And I understand, like, marketing's always
just
been that way.
See food, eat food, see drink, eat drink. Put the phone away, for crying.
You know what I like? I like when you go to a restaurant, like a diner or great, I don't know, like, I choose any kind of cuisine because you can find all types where they have the big plastic menu and it has the picture of the dish on the menu.
Okay.
So it's like, it's like...
So you like the kids' menu.
Yeah, no, yes. But you know when you sit down and it's like... Rice Krispie French toast. Like, what the hell does that look like? Oh, there it is. That's what it looks like. Okay. And you get to see all the dishes.
Yeah, see,
that's
I'm
I want to know that. That's what I'd like rather than, now I don't even get that. I have to do the QR code.
I mean, all your food stories, Mego, end up with
end
foods
up with
that...
Rice Krispie.
Well, they end up with foods that are usually on the kids' menu.
And I also like to just go to the same places like 8 out of 10 times.
This
like, even
true,
when
though.
I go away... Like, when I go, if I've been to a city before, I'll be like, oh, I went to these three places last time I was here. We should go to them again.
I'm
like,
a creature of habit that way as well.
Like, and because I know it's good. I know I like it. But then I don't have to worry about some of that other stuff you're talking about. Like, what's this really going to be like when I walk in there?
Do you think it would be detrimental or a cool thing if somebody opened a bar in Boston and they said, this is a phoneless bar?
Oh, it'd be awesome.
You can't be on your phone in this bar.
Yeah. Like, you can bring your phone
in
your pocket.
You can bring it in for an emergency.
And if
maybe they
calls
give you,
you,
like, a little sealed thing like they do at some concerts.
Or even, like, there's, like, you know how there used to be smoking sections in restaurants? You know, there's a phone section. Yeah, well, you want to be on your phone.
Maybe
text
we make it 90s themed. It's a 90s right. themed bar, and you can't be on your phone.
Okay. I would go to answer
1890s.
Your question. Oh, okay.
So then we have candles, and we have that dark wood paneled bar. And this is what I'm talking about.
No phones of any. There's we horses have people, outside.
We're dancing to swing music.
It's 1890s, not 1920s, or whenever swing music was. Anyways,
I actually
this
am a big speakeasy fan.
No, yeah, that
I like those.
It's 1920s. This has gone off the rails. We're going to reset on our Patriots thoughts after a very inactive deadline right after this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know, the long-term vision for the program, you know, is what's most important here. In fact,
no, winning is the most important thing. Don't put words in my mouth. Winning is the most important thing.
When you guys were discussing how to handle the trade deadline, did the fact of how wide open the AFC currently looks like at all factor into your decision-making?
For us to sit here and think that anything is wide open and talk about playoffs, like we're focusing on our 10th game in a row. That's what we're focused on, is how do we get prepared on Wednesday? How do we get our bodies back? How do we get mentally prepared, physically prepared to go on the road to a place that is hard to play? And that's where our focus is. It's not trying to predict the future of saying, well, it's wide open. It's... we're just going to keep focusing on what's in front of us, and that's what those conversations are about.
I'm going to let you in on a little pillow talk in my marriage. So my husband is a sports writer, and I was asking him about a question that was like kind of a feature story that I wanted to ask Vrabel today. And he said, well, it's a good question, but be careful with your timing, because I think he's going to cut somebody's head off today. This was well before the press conference. And I said, you think so? And he said, yes. And I said, because of the trade deadline? And he said, no. I just think there's going to be a lot of peppering of questions about priorities and whatever, and I think he's going to cut somebody's head off. So just time that, you know, don't make it awkward. I'm like, okay. So I didn't ask my question today.
Maybe tomorrow.
You let Callahan take the bullet?
I did tell Andrew after that interaction, I said, this, you know, because he knows my husband. I said, this is what he said, and he predicted well. Andrew said he didn't like his own question very much, the way he worded that. But what did you make of that? Because I heard the afternoon show, that tone, I guess, from Vrabel. I heard from the afternoon show, like Andy seemed to think, he conveyed on air, that he thought that that was indicative of Vrabel's mood, that there was something to be pissed off about. And I didn't really feel that in the room. We also tend to get from Vrabel, if he doesn't like your question, especially if it's about somebody with the team or what they said, like, he will be quick to correct you.
Yeah, at least he wasn't saying there were rats in the building, right? So we're a couple months away from that. Look,
yeah, that feels like a year ago.
I know. Like, this is what you should want your head coach to say, right? You should want him to say, I don't care about the trade deadline. It's over. I'm focused on beating the Bucks and this week and next week. And largely, that's what they've done this year, and it's gotten them to 7-2. Right? I mean, remember some of the chatter after they lost that game to the Raiders, and people were like, oh no, is May going to take a step out? You know how, you remember the hyperbole. You remember all of it. They ignored that, and they're now 7-2. The difference with Vrabel, and we talked about this a lot this season and in the offseason, it seems like he's either the 1 or the 1A when it comes to roster decisions and the football operations decisions, and that has to have a different perspective than the head coach. And that's why not a lot of head coaches are also the GM. We saw it here for 20 years with Bill, but on the whole around the league, it's more of a rare setup. So that's what I want to hear from the head coach. I do. From the GM, though, the perspective is a little bit different, and I think that's where some of the frustration comes from, because Vrabel knows that we know that he's the 1 or 1A of personnel, and they didn't really do much, but he's also the head coach.
What do you mean do much? They didn't do anything.
Yeah, outside of shipping their own guys out. Right.
Even if you think the depth sucked, they unloaded depth, and they ate most of Kyle Duggar's contract because that's how much they wanted to move on from it.
Don't put words in my mouth. Winning.
Yeah, and like I said, like that's what you want your head coach to say. But I do think it's an interesting question, because from a coaching perspective, Vrabel, even say McDaniels, Terrell Williams, Zach, this is their first year all working together. Vrabel's not a first year head coach, but it's his first year here. You know, and Jeremy Springer was here last year, but this is his first year with Vrabel. So from a coaching perspective, this is year one. But from a roster perspective, it's like year three. I mean, 2023 is when they drafted Gonzo, Douglas, and Kayshon Booty. 2024 is when they drafted Drake May. This past offseason, they signed all those guys, Milton Williams, Davis, etc. And don't forget, they extended guys like Hunter Henry and all that, or brought them back. And they drafted Will Campbell, and we'll see what happens with Henderson and Marcus Bryan and so on, and Borgalis. But this roster, and I know they sucked last year and the year before, but it's not year one of the roster rebuild. It might be year one of the coaching staff. It's not year one of the roster rebuild, and I think that puts them in kind of an interesting place, because like a lot of people compare them to Washington last year, and I do think there are a lot of similarities, but even Washington last year, not only was it year one of the coaching staff, that was a very different roster from the year before. Like, yeah, they still had Terry McLaurin, and they still had some of those pieces, but they brought in a ton of veterans on that Washington team last year, too.
I wonder, my biggest question that I have today, other than like tons of questions about Tom Brady's clone dog, which I'm sure we'll get to in the next hour.
It's a little weird, huh?
Does this signal to the team that all we got, all we need, as Steph Diggs likes to say, that they have what they need in the room? Or does this signal to them the way that we've seen many Red Sox clubhouses pout after a trade deadline where they feel like they don't get enough, that there is an investment in it, is not an investment in the team? And when you hear Vrabel say, like, we're 7-2, it's early to talk about playoffs, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't want to put words in his mouth.
Please
but
don't.
I'm paraphrasing, but does the team get a message that they're not worth investing in right now? That it is too early? Because I think when you have what I think is a is a good path to make some noise in the postseason, that's like the worst message that you can send.
I think there's a possibility of either of those messages, and you see Vrabel reacting so strongly because he wants to convey the, I have faith in everyone here and we're taking this one week at a time. Like that, like I said before, I want to hear out of my head coach that you're focused on today and tomorrow and this week and this team. And I think the players in the locker room, that is a reinforcing message for them that, hey, Ramondre Stevenson, you had fumbling issues this year. You're hurt right now, but I believe in you. And Travion Henderson, you've had an inconsistent development so far, but I believe in you. And hey, Harold Landry, I believe in you. Like, I think that perspective, and also, too, contracts aren't guaranteed in the NFL. Like, you trade for someone, you have to cut someone. So some guys look at it as, well, I get to keep my job now, which is a good thing.
Right. But if you're Efton Chisholm or Terrell Jennings, you're psyched.
Yeah.
But if you're, I don't know, if you're Stephon Diggs, if you're Milton Williams, if you're Drake May, are you looking at it and going, okay, well, what happens if Gonzo goes down again?
Yeah, and I don't know if there was a guy they could have gotten that would have made, like, Milton Williams or Stephon Diggs be like, oh, wow, like, now we're in it. Like, because it still would have been depth piece. Like, let's say they trade for Rashid Shaheed, and he walks in the locker room. They'd be like, oh, that's cool. But they're not looking at him like they just traded for A.J. Brown, and it's like, whoa, like, this is
but
something.
That's the extreme. Like, and that's right. The thing is,
but
people,
I'm saying I don't think it has as much of an impact on them.
But do you have to go to the level of, like, the 2022 Christian McCaffrey trade to say that what you did at the deadline mattered? Didn't what they did at the deadline matter last year for the Commanders when they made it to the conference championship?
And I would even add, like,
it doesn't look good this year, like, but it worked last year.
Like Patriots teams that have won Super Bowls. Like, Akeem Ayers was a deadline or near the deadline in 2014. Not a star, but he helped them win some games that year. Kyle Van Noy, I think he was, what, a training camp or early season-ish ad? I'd have to go back and look, but he helped them win a lot of games. Like, so there are guys that can help in that realm. But I just think for those guys, I don't think they look, because it'd be one thing if Christian Gonzalez, let's say he had gotten hurt and he had been out for the year, and then you see the Colts trade for Sauce Gardner and you don't, then I could see some frustration. But I don't think the players will get to that, but I do think Vrabel is making a point to hammer that message home of, well, we didn't do anything, but we believe in this team. We're focused on today, tomorrow, this week.
617-779-7937 is the number for the show. If you want to join in, you got one more hour to do so. And after this break, we're going to get into the Patriots-Tampa actual breakdown preview of this game on Sunday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.